Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me live in the studio this morning, I have Keith Grenier and Shannon Haugland here for Sitka Community Theater and the upcoming production of Amelie. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Morning.
Thanks for having us.
So I'm also a cast member in Amelie. This is we've got a lot of work that we've done in the last couple months, and we have just moved into the Performing Arts Center, and it's going to be a pretty fun show coming up. So the name, you know, the title Amelie is probably familiar to some people. This is a musical that's based off of a movie came out in the 90s. Shannon, do you want to give like a quick rundown for folks who may not have seen the film before?
Sure. The film, I think, came out in the early 2000s, but it's set in the 1990s, kind of around the death of Lady Diana, kind of probably inspired the playwrights. And all centers around a young woman named Amelie. And for anyone familiar with French cinema, you'll know that it kind of crosses the line between real and surreal. And the story is not super linear. It's, you know, we can follow the story, but there's a lot of other side stories. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different stories that are concluded or not concluded. And it's a lot more fun than I remember it watching the film. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of the comedy is starting to come out. The more comfortable we are on the stage and the more people kind of embrace the challenge of creating their own character and finding the humor in their character. It's there's a lot of love stories going on in it, but it's also, you know, it tries to capture the things that are not so clear and to make those, I don't know, kind of fun and things for the audience to think about. The one thing that is really coming through watching you guys is I'm so enjoying all your characters and all your voices. You guys sound amazing. So, I mean, the main thing is it's a musical.
Yes.
It is more comedy than not comedy. And I always considered it, my takeaway has always been the humor involving, you know, her sense of humor. She's got a wicked sense of humor, and she also has a good heart. And but I have a little description. I'll say this real fast. She covertly improvises small but surprising acts of kindness that bring joy and mayhem. And that kind of captures what she does.
Yeah.
And it's been really fun to watch now that I've had to not focus as much on finding props and things like that. It's been fun to see you guys.
It is amazing how much work goes into a production, you know, just kind of just seeing all of the moving parts. And of course, Shannon, you've just done so much just every day, you know. It's a community oriented, you know, project. So people can't show up sometimes, you know, but every time you show up, Shannon, you're there just making the pieces come together.
Our biggest hype woman.
Yeah.
I'm a hype woman. Yeah, the show we should mention, it's directed by Sidhara Perez.
Yes.
And nothing would happen without our fearless leader, Andrew Hames, as our music director. We have a lot of people behind the scenes. The crew is showing up tonight, so you guys will have a little more help bringing the doors on and off and things like that.
And we had an awesome build-in period this past weekend. A lot of folks, like, non-cast members that were showing up.
And, it felt very community.
Yeah, and built, and Rebecca Polson being the set designer. We have she did a great job of capturing Montmartre, like the town in Paris, but also just the fact that this is so much of like whimsy and imagination. It has
And it's like an artistic area, and there were artists that came out after the neighborhood was kind of defined and captured by some artists in particular. And so I'm hoping the audience will see, you know, Matisse and Toulouse-Lautrec. And there was one more. I think Gauguin was mentioned, but I'm not sure. I don't know. But people can, you know, you'll see it when you see the set. It's pretty amazing. We have Ellie Campbell pitching in her stage management skills. Leslie Gordon is going to be on deck. And it's been really fun to have her aboard. And then, of course, all the actors who've put their heart and soul. Oh, yeah. And, of course, our puppeteer.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Peterson.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How amazing, right? All of these props just really bring the show to life.
It's really quite amazing. And, yeah, like Keith, you were saying, this is all like it's all volunteer stuff. So the things that the different talents, not only the talents of like acting and singing, but the like fabrication skills.
Totally.
is pretty awesome.
The community is just incredible. I mean, this town has so much talent. I think there are countless people out there right now who are maybe listening to this who have incredible talent that, you know, could really bring it together for the next production and really should. I mean, getting into this for me, mm-hmm. you know, I just remember sitting there in the room after auditions and just seeing all these fun people that I wanted to meet and now are great friends of mine who, you know, we're about to just go risk it all on the stage, yeah. right? So it's really pretty amazing. Yeah, and it's fantastic to see things brought together. Mm-hmm. And right now, I think the energy for the cast, or myself at least, is just so electric knowing that, you know, we really have brought it together. It's mm-hmm. right here. We're ready to, you know, we're ready to show people what we've done.
Yeah, and this week of being actually in the Performing Arts Center, like on the stage, we've been rehearsing in the Rasmussen Center on Fine Arts Camp on just a floor that's been taped out for like where things will be. It's taking it from a completely imaginary space to a little bit more real. It is pretty fun to have. And this is our first musical that's happened since 2019. 9 to 5 was the last musical. Yeah. And yeah, it's just such a big, fun kind of production when you get all these people together. And
Everyone plays a couple characters. Mm-hmm. Like, Keith, I think you play a mm-hmm. couple characters.
Yep, and the costume changes
are fun. A
plumber
isn't one of them.
Surprisingly, there is a plumber in the show, though, and he's a pretty good one from what I hear.
Indeed. That's and rumor.
You play one character.
I play two characters.
Two characters, yep, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it's fun to have that that variety in mm-hmm. it and, yeah, get the quick change costumes. And, yeah, it's fun to have the... get really comfortable now with your characters mm-hmm. and then seeing this, like you build off of like what's around you too. So like having the set and all the actual props in hand mm-hmm. is really getting
and other strong characters that are coming through too. The scenes really are starting to mm-hmm. come together. And you know, the backbone of the whole thing is the music. I think,
right.
I'm sure this is the same for you, but when we first got our hands on, you know, the tracks and started listening to this, I mean, the music in the show is really good. It's worth listening to. Mm-hmm. It's really fun. And when these voices that you know bring it together, I mean, these are strong voices, and mm-hmm. it sounds fantastic. It really is pleasant.
And the characters, the features of all the characters, they're very broad. Mm-hmm. Like your character, you know, you've got all these phobias.
Yes, and with Georgette working in, yeah, there's, so the it tends to be, it's the cast members that are like in Amelie's place of work. It's Amelie's... family members, and then the different little threads that go out.
And she's trying to, you know, there are people who are trying to solve a mystery, mm-hmm. and Amelie is in a way kind of trying to solve a mystery too, but also trying to avoid a mystery related to herself. Mm-hmm. And she's someone who grew up, wasn't really allowed to grow up, so she was sheltered and everything. It was seen through her imagination and through her apartment where she spent her entire childhood because mm-hmm. of a physical ailment. And so it's so much fun to see how she created these characters, what she saw just by observing, mm-hmm. and then when she actually came face to face with them, that's kind of what happens. And Rhiannon Caveon plays Amelie, and we have Christian as well, Christian Lynn, one of our regular actors. Yeah, just everyone you see on the street, you know, some new people in town. They're the whole Raven's Hook staff is in the play.
Yeah. it's a great mix of folks who, yeah, you said like
the mayor's wife.
Which is great. Folks who like we've seen on stage many times before. Some like Keith, this is your second production.
Yep, this will be the second musical, yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and then folks who this is their first time with community theater. It's a great mix of people. It's a good mix of energy of like the, I want to say like kind of like the old hands, like heavy quotes on professionals. Mm. This is community theater.
They appear like professionals eyes. So yes. I would give them that term easily.
Yeah. Take the quotes
they
on,
are
okay.
pros.
They
yeah.
are professionals.
And they create a safety web for everybody else to enjoy, really. I mean, there is that level of knowing that, you know, when you're working with Christian, Rhiannon, you know, there is this strength that all the other cast members feel like, you know, we can all jump in and just, you know, and be safe on stage and have fun.
It is kind of like one giant, like, trust fall of like, we're going to be okay. Well, someone will catch us. Uh-huh. We'll find your feet again. And keep going. It's a really fun play.
And we've had so much kind of professional help from people like, some of the people I mentioned already, as well as Gene Stolberg, who's just, mm-hmm. you know, the very most awesome sound person, and Janush, who's the new PAC director, the new tech director at the PAC. And he's just diving in with our first experience with him, and he's doing great with lighting design. We're starting to see the stage come to life through his skills. And big thank you to everyone. Big thank you to Raven Radio, Aaron, just, you know, helping us get the word out about this and making time for us this morning. And all the Sitka Media, the Sentinel, the Soup, you know, TV Dan, I'm sure will be there to capture all the magic.
Yeah, and this magic is actually happening. It's this coming weekend. Our opening night is on Friday, March 24th. So we have a Friday and a Saturday evening show, both at 7 p.m., and then a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m.
I didn't say like this. Sorry, the tickets are fineartscamp.org and Old Harbor Books, but I forgot to mention, this is not a kid's show. Like, all the publicity looks a little like it's a kid's show. And if you have any concerns about this warning I put on sexual references, adult subjects, reference to suicide, that's near the very beginning of it. You can give me a call at 0602-738-0602, and I will tell you specifically what's in the play. I think for the most part, it is okay for those 13 and up. But, you know, everyone's different. Everyone's boundaries are different. And,
I
guess that's all I'd say. We'll put signs up with an advisory in case you have any concerns.
Yeah, but it's things that definitely it's not. They're brief.
Yeah, we're we're not offended by anything.
The show makes light of a lot of the subjects too, which, you know, that could be interpreted in different ways also. But it, you know, as far as, it's not totally grim, right?
No, it's not totally.
And it's not violent. It's like the first. I was kind of laughing. It's like the first. Last year we were all weapons, and this year we are no weapons.
That's true. Yeah, it's everything is everything has. There's no sharp edges in this show. Lots of
just sharp wit.
Just sharp wit, indeed. And lots of that, and lots of good talent on stage. So you, as you're saying, tickets are going to be fineartscamp.org and at Old Harbor Books.
And at the door. It's there's discounts for students and seniors. People should be aware of that as well.
Perfect. All right. Well, we're out of time this morning, but it's great to have you guys here in the studio. I'll be seeing you again tonight for rehearsal. So Emily, the musical is coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Performing Arts Center, Friday and Saturday night at 7 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m. Doors will probably open
And I should mention the costume director, Deirdre LeBounty. She is our costume director. Everyone looked great in their costumes last night.
It's going to be a great show. Well, thank you both, Keith Grenier and Shannon Haugland, for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having us. Sorry.